recap the March meeting recap in the Mid-Plains Committee to College Board of Governors. Start first. Anything open form last night?
You know, we really just had Cassidy and Josiah, our two student representatives, at the meeting. You know, it is spring break, but Josiah is everywhere in North Platte. He's a student senate president. He's a manager for the men's basketball team. He's a resident assistant in the housing, and he is highly involved. And so he stuck around and went to the fundraising rodeo there at McCook last weekend, and then also hung around and supported some of the RAs he works with in McCook on the baseball team, and same thing with softball. And Cassidy's on the softball team, so he got to cheer her on as well. So just a great all-around kid, and nice to have him involved. So he stayed back spring break to support his teams and to help out where he could with the students that had to remain. And so then Cassie, obviously, she's on the softball team, so she also hung back and took care of her softball responsibilities, but attended the board meeting too. She came running late. She had practice that ran a little bit late, but she got there in time for her presentation. So just good kids. Glad they're representing the student body give us a recap again. They're on spring break, but basketball seasons are over now, and so we're off into softball, baseball, rodeo, and golf.
And those two have done a wonderful job all year, haven't they?
They really have, yep. And so Cassie's been great. You know, when she's had conflicts, she's made sure that the vice president for student senate was there as well. So there's been good representation this year.
We move on to consent agenda items, the minutes from the previous meeting, financial report, and also, I do believe, some of the interest, installation of a couple of 100-gallon natural gas water heaters to the Graff Event Center.
Yeah, we did. So right after the board meeting last month, they both took a dump. And so they both quit, and they had to be replaced. And so emergency item, it's over my threshold, but under the board threshold. So we had to have the board chair kind of give us a nod to proceed, and so Volts Plumbing there and McCook took care of it and installed the two new water heaters in the Peter and Dolores Graff Event Center. And so last night the board had to ratify it by consent agenda.
We move on to action items. Had a couple of action items last night as well.
We did. So the board approved submitting the program statement for the electrical building to the Coordinating Commission for Post-Secondary Ed. The post-secondary ed's role is to just make sure there's no unnecessary duplication of construction projects, also making sure that your existing space is inadequate before they would approve something. And so what we did this for the Event Center McCook 12 years ago now, and we did the same thing for the Health and Science Center in North Platte. It's required when the anticipated costs of the project could exceed $2 million in local property tax funds. Prior to COVID, we don't think that would have been an issue, but after COVID, with the inflation cost of construction, we anticipate that it could be. So we're taking this as a precautionary step in case we do have to spend more than $2 million on this project. But electrical is in the original auto body building. It was not designed for electrical. It's been at capacity for a long time, but then at the request of several businesses, including Parker Hannifin and Valmont McCook, BD, Broken Bow, NPPD, American Suzuki, and a couple others, we put the electrical automation control program in, and so we've outgrown the space, and again, the space that was not designed for electrical. So we're going to send this coordinating commission. Hopefully we'll have approval in May, and then if that happens, then we'll be back to talk to architects and contractors to hopefully put something together, possibly starting in fall.
It's always good when you're adding more stuff to your schools, isn't it?
It is, and that one, you know, highly in-demand electricians in our service area, and so, again, we're just trying to meet the needs of the workforce.
All right, you had one more action item. Did I get that right?
You did, yep. So the Sirius Computer Solutions, we approved a bid from them for wireless Wi-Fi controllers, and so this is area-wide. It moves more of the access software to the server racks and makes the access points more hardware-based, and so better security, better control. Our hardware was getting towards end of life, and as we know, most of our students are highly dependent on electronic devices. We do have most all of our classes have a Canvas shell. Even if the classes are not full online, we do offer the Canvas shell. So it's easy to get information in the hands of students for them to submit their work as well electronically. And so very important that our students are able to connect to the Wi-Fi while they're on campus. And so this should improve the services there.
Had some cabinet reports from a few folks as well.
We did. So, you know, I spent most of my day in Lincoln yesterday, and I say it's a short meeting because Dr. Tomonic was, her and Ben facilitated it, and I called in and just provided input as I could, but working with the governor's office as they continue to roll out their tax bills, making sure the community college one you know, our interests are protected. And so that's where I was asked to come down there and meet with the governor and go through kind of their latest amendment to our bill. And just trying to make sure that, again, Mid Plains' interests are protected and they understand where we're coming from. And so obviously the biggest downfall we have right now probably is the loss of some flexibility. If it goes through as they're proposing, we would no longer be levy general fund taxes starting in 2024-25. So this next year will be the last year we would levy general fund taxes. The capital fund, the 2 cent capital, would remain. And so you know, just the unknown with you know, the casinos potentially, sustainable beef coming in, the inland port there at the Hershey Rail Park that they've started here. All the other auxiliary jobs that could come in as well, and not knowing what our student population is, just the unknown there, and then how much flexibility we could have compared to what we have now. So those are just some things I think we're going to have some growing pains as the governor gets his priorities in line with where he wants to be and how we can adjust.
This has been quite the session, hasn't it?
It has been the session. So I think someone said in our meeting yesterday that they think that the worst case is only 33 bills could be heard in this session. So, you know, a 90-day session, that's not a lot. And so we know based on that, you know, the speaker has 25 priorities, the committees each have two, and the individual senators have one. I think you add them all up, and you're just about 100, maybe just a little bit north of 100 bills. And so 33 is max. You know, about one in three or less will be actually across the finish line. So. It is what it is, I guess.
Any other reports?
You know, I think that's about it. I know Dr. Monick's in Omaha today. The chief academic officers meet together frequently just to go over programming and you know, making sure that all their I's are dotted and T's are crossed with the programs and the transfer and all that kind of stuff. So she left last night to beat the weather, and I think that was a smart move.
And that pretty much wrapped things up for kind of a light agenda, wasn't it?
Really was. So, you know, having been called to Lincoln, this meeting was probably the best one for it to happen, so not a lot.
Daniel, is he there this morning?
I am.
Good morning, sir. What do you have for us this morning?
Mid Plains Community College will offer a series of registration days beginning in April and continuing throughout the summer. Registration days provide prospective students with an opportunity to sign up for classes, meet with staff from student services, and receive the information needed to begin coursework in the fall. The first registration day is scheduled for April 25th in North Platte, and April 27th in McCook. Those interested in attending a registration day are asked to register by visiting our website at mpcc.edu.
All right. Can you believe, guys, April meeting McCook, and then May is here, and hello, graduation on the 12th.
Yeah, it's coming quickly.
Spring break this week, second 8 weeks starts Monday, and yeah, it's flying. Just hope the weather comes with it. You know, when we come meet in April, hopefully we're in the 70s.